Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of All About Sports, the podcast, a podcast by the fans, for the fans. In this week's episode, we're going to be doing a little bit of an explainer, specifically talking about cricket. It's going to be all about Munkering. If you follow cricket, you probably heard about the controversy that happened recently with the dismissal of Charlie Dean in the Indian Women's Tour of England. It is a three-match ODI series, which ended, shockingly, with a Munkered. We're going to get into that incident specifically, but a whole lot more, all to do with Munkering in this week's episode. But before we get into this week's episode, do make sure to check out our channel. We cover as many sports as possible, so do make sure to check it out. If there's any sport that you're interested in that we haven't covered so far, leave a comment, send us a DM. We're always looking to cover new sports. But with that, let's get into Munkering, what it is, why is there so much controversy, and some of the most famous incidents of Munkering across the years. So for those of you who don't know, the act of munkering in cricket is when a bowler runs out a batsman during the process of their delivery. You oftentimes might see the non-striker batsman usually takes a little bit of a starting run-up to make sure that they can complete a run. So in that process, if a bowler, before actually completing the delivery, ends up knocking the bails off and the non-striker's outside the crease, the bowler essentially ends up getting the wicket. The technical wording that existed when the rule was officially made, Rule 41.16. The rule states, if the non-striker is out of his or her ground at any time from the moment the ball comes into play until the instant when the bowler would normally have been expected to release the ball, the non-striker is liable to be run out. In essence, it was always in the rules that this was not something that the non-striker could do. They couldn't leave the crease until the ball had officially been delivered by the bowler. One additional thing that was added in 2017, previously, the bowler was only permitted to run out a non-striker backing up before entering their delivery stride. The delivery stride essentially meant if you're a right-hand bowler, when your left foot was about to be placed before you're about to bowl. That was actually updated, and the new playing condition permitted the bowler to run the batsman out at any point before he or she releases the ball, provided they have not completed their delivery swing. Historically, though, the rule has always been kind of looked down upon. While everyone completely admits that that's within the rules of the book, anytime it's happened, it's extremely, extremely criticized. The big thing that we've seen in cricket historically, given it's not the most kosher thing to do, is for a warning. The typical protocol for a Munkered is for a bowler to warn the batsman if they notice the batsman at the non-striker end leaving the crease early. A common example you'll see is a bowler will be running up, the non-striker will be moving forward. The bowler won't complete the delivery and just warn the non-striker saying, hey, I kind of see you leaving the crease. If you do it again, I could actually run you out the next time. Before we actually go into all the controversy and some of the incidents that we've talked about before, let's first talk about why it's called the Munk. So the Munkered specifically comes from the Indian cricketer Vinu Munkered. It was during the 1947-1948 Tour of Australia when Vinu Munkered actually effected two runouts in a similar fashion on two different occasions. The batsman that was run out was Bill Brown of Australia. The latter was backing up and he was run out that way not just once but actually twice in both the first as well as the second test. The Australian players absolutely hammered Vinu Munkered, believing that this is against the spirit of the game. But the name is continued on and Vinu Munkered has become infamous with this incident, now called Munkering, for everyone else through the future. Before we go any further, we do want to a little bit remove the negative image that's been painted of Vinu Munkered, because Vinu Munkered is actually a phenomenally important cricketer in the history of Indian cricket. For those of you who don't know, which honestly I didn't know till researching for this episode, Vinu Munkered was actually the first Indian cricketer to score 100 and take 5 wickets in the same test match. His individual score of 231 against New Zealand in 1956 was also the highest individual test score for an Indian until Sunil Gavaskar broke it in 1983. So 27 years later, Sunil Gavaskar in that game scored 236 not out against the West Indies at Chennai. Last little fact about Vinu Mankad, him and his partner Pankaj Roy shared a record 413 run opening partnership, a record that stood for 52 years. Funnily enough, this was in the same game where he scored the 231 back in 1956. With that, let's get into some of the famous incidents and let's talk about the most recent one that's been getting all the controversy in the recent weeks across the cricketing world. It's the Indian Women's Tour of England. This was the third ODI of three in a series that the Indian women were playing in England. India had already wrapped up the series, having won the first two games, and this was the third and final game. England, after struggling a little bit, required 17 of 39 balls but only had one wicket in hand. Now, while they did have only one wicket in hand, the run rate wasn't particularly challenging, as you could see from the scoreline. But also, they had Charlie Dean, who had scored 47 of 80 deliveries and was looking pretty much well set. It was at this point that Deepti Sharma, while running up, she knocked the bails off, ending the game. India gets a 3-0 victory and Charlie Dean walks off the field in tears. After the game, Deepti Sharma said that the team had repeatedly warned Dean for leaving the crease too early. She said, "We told the umpires as well, but she was there, we couldn't do much." However, what's also elicited a little bit of controversy is apparently there was no warning. Like we talked about before, what we've commonly seen with Mankading is usually there's at least one warning that the bowler gives to the batsman. Heather Knight, who was the opposing team's captain, said, "The game is over, Charlie was dismissed legitimately, India were deserved winners of the match and the series, but no warnings were given. They don't need to be given, so it hasn't made the dismissal any less legitimate. But if they're comfortable with the decision to effect the run out, India shouldn't feel the need to justify it by lying about the warnings." Well, it is pretty typical for this incident to be looked down upon. It is especially come under some heavy scrutiny given the fact that it was the last wicket in the last game of an ODI series. With this incident now behind us, India and England have both moved on, but a lot of commentators have actually put in their two cents on it. While a lot of people do say that it's a legitimate form of dismissal, the best way to avoid having this run out happen is to make sure that the non-striker does not leave the crease. The other side has said, well, it's just not sportsmanlike. There's a little bit we're going to go into later about how the rules have evolved to make it maybe a little more legitimate, but I really doubt anything's going to change in how people view Mankading. With that, let's talk about a few more other interesting incidents. Peter Kirsten was run out by Kapil Dev. Now, this was in the second ODI where India was touring South Africa. In this game, India only managed a measly 147 runs. Kapil Dev actually gave multiple warnings to Peter Kirsten before eventually running him out. If you do watch the video on YouTube, you can actually see him giving the warning to Peter Kirsten. The second time he sees it happen, no warning, he knocks off the bails and they end up losing Peter Kirsten to run out. It didn't seem to really affect South Africa much because they still end up chasing down the total in 46.4 overs. For the broader context of the tournament as a whole, it was actually a very disappointing tour for India and South Africa. They lost the ODI series 5-2 and also lost this test series 1-0. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Is it always Indians that end up Mankading? And the answer to that is, of course, no. But the majority of the cases strangely seem to be Indian. So let's switch up from all the instances that we have of Indian cricketers to an incident that involves no Indian cricketer. The incident between Sanana Yanke and Butler. This was when Sri Lanka was touring England. It was a 5-match ODI series. The series was tied at 2-2. And this was the fifth ODI, the decider, the final one. Jos Buttler was the last pure batsman in the batting lineup. And Sanana Yanke actually did give him a warning. Again, if you look at the video, there's a very clear warning that he gets to Jos Buttler. Jos Buttler again, however, does end up backing up. And on the second attempt, he does end up running him out. While discussing with Captain Angelo Matthews, they do end up holding the appeal. And Sri Lanka ends up winning the game, chasing down England's 219 in 48.2 overs. A massive decision by Sri Lanka to actually go through with the Mankad and also a massive victory for them in a tour of England. The last incident I'm going to talk about is specifically in the IPL. The common thread between this incident and the last one, Jos Buttler. But the bowler this time was Ravichandran Ashwin. Kings 11 Punjab did end up winning the game, batting first and scoring a total of 184 runs that Rajasthan Royals were eventually not able to reach. It wasn't a particularly crucial game given it was just the fourth game of the IPL. And as we've seen with a lot of these munkering incidents, Ashwin did receive a fair bit of criticism. Now, not every munkered decision actually goes through. What do I mean by that? There are two specific incidents that we typically see where a munkered might happen or is about to happen and the bowler or captain or team decide not to go through with it. So what does that look like? There are basically two things. Option number one is when the munkered actually happens. So the non-striker is run out. However, the fielding team can actually choose to withdraw the appeal. So let's talk about an incident again featuring Ashwin, this time in Australia. It was a tri-series in Australia with India, Australia, and Sri Lanka. For those of you who remember, it was an absolutely rocking series in 2011 to 2012. In that game, which was the 8th match of the tri-series, Ashwin successfully runs out Theremane. However, after consulting with Sachin Tendulkar, the captain for that game, Virender Sehwag, decides to recall the appeal, keeping Theremane at the crease. Theremane actually went on to score 62 of 62 balls, taking Sri Lanka to 289 for 6. India, on the other hand, were not able to chase down that score, scoring a measly 238 all out, eventually losing that game. For those of you who do remember that series, it actually was a pretty disappointing series for India because India was not even able to reach the finals of the tri-series. However, you should go back to specifically watch the 11th match between India and Sri Lanka. Now, in this situation, India was in real trouble and the only chance to qualify for the final relied on India winning the game against Sri Lanka in a shockingly quick time. I don't remember the exact number of overs they had to win by, but I think they needed to win within the 38 over mark. Well, that was made a little bit harder by Sri Lanka scoring 320 in the first innings, but a phenomenal innings by Virat Kohli scoring 133 of just 86 balls made sure India chased down the 320 runs in 36.4 overs. The problem with this whole situation, this was a good enough chase down for our net run rate to be bumped up, but we also needed Australia to beat Sri Lanka in the next game, which they didn't do. So as I said, we still didn't make the finals, but do go back to watch that 11th match because it is one of the best Virat Kohli innings I have ever seen. With that, let's get into the next incident where a munkered actually did not happen. This is a game between West Indies and Pakistan, the 9th match of the Reliance World Cup in 1987. In this game, West Indies scored 216 of 49.3 overs, putting Pakistan into bat with a total of 217 to chase. Now, Pakistan's innings didn't go particularly well and they were actually 203 for 9. It's after they lost their 9th wicket that Courtney Walsh ran up to the stumps and saw Pakistan's number 11, Salim Jafar, way outside the crease. Like we said before, you can give a warning, but there's absolutely no need to do so. Courtney Walsh, clearly noticing Salim Jafar outside the crease, chooses not to complete the ball, but also doesn't whip off the bails. One of the most chivalrous moves maybe in cricket, especially given it's in a World Cup. For context, Pakistan ends up winning the game. They actually chase down the 217 runs and Salim Jafar ends up staying till the very end. A crucial wicket in a tournament in which West Indies ends up getting kicked out in the group stage. Pakistan ends up with 20 points and West Indies with 12. If West Indies had won that game, they would have been 16 points along with Pakistan and England. A pretty drastic decision by Courtney Walsh that potentially cost his team's place in the 1987 World Cup. The last thing I'll say about that is, it is an especially big deal because it was the West Indies. For context, West Indies had made it to the finals in both 1975 and 1979 and won the tournament. They then went on to reach the finals again in 1983, only to be beaten by India. So to not even qualify outside of the group stage was seriously a big change of pace for the West Indies. The last one I'm going to talk about, lastly, because more of a funny incident, maybe unnecessarily serious incidents we've talked about, is Chris Gayle and Owen Morgan. This was in the 14th game of the 2012 ICC T20 World Cup. West Indies batted first and scored 179. In the second innings, Owen Morgan was backing up way too far on spinner Chris Gayle's bowling. Chris Gayle at that point, instead of attempting in any way to run him out, does this just hilarious dance next to the stumps. Do check it out. I've left an image of what it looks like, but you can see the full video online. It is such a brilliant moment of Chris Gayle. True testament to who he was, an absolute jester on the field, just comically dances around the stumps but makes no attempt to run Owen Morgan out. After the really sad ending to the Pakistan-West Indies game we spoke about in the last one, this actually has a much happier ending for West Indies. West Indies ends up winning that game with England just scoring 164 and losing the game by 15 runs. West Indies also went on to win that T20 World Cup in 2012. So maybe not Munkering has both good and bad karma. It can both kick you out of a World Cup or make sure you win it. What a pointless thought. So those are some of the most famous incidents. If you do think there were other incidents that came to mind for you, do make sure to leave it in the comments. The last piece I'm going to quickly cover is what is changing in the laws. So, effective October 1st, 2022, there is a slight change in how munkering will be viewed within the rules of cricket. Specifically, the description of munkering, or the rule that talks about running out the non-striker when the bowler is, you know, in his action, has been moved from the unfair play section to the run-out section. Essentially, to some extent, legitimizing the rule a bit more. While this isn't really something that anyone would have even known. To be honest, I didn't even know it was in the unfair section versus the run-out section. The truth is, while this rule change might help potentially make people look in a different section of the rule book, I highly doubt people's opinions are changed on how they're going to view a munkered. I think a munkered in a critical point will always be viewed negatively. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is my personal takes on the munkered. Personally, I have no issues with the munkered. Here's why I say that. In the modern era of cricket, with running becoming quicker and quicker and fitness levels improving every single year, batsmen are getting quicker between the wickets. You'll oftentimes see incidents where batsmen completely miss the ball and the non-striker is actually able to reach the other end before the wicketkeeper even gets the ball to the stumps. In a case like this, with the evolution of fitness as well as the attacking mindset of batsmen with the evolution of T20 cricket, the game is making it harder and harder for bowlers. This to me is one way in which bowlers can kind of reel in the advantages that batsmen have massively had in most of the rule changes and the culture of cricket that has changed over the last 10 years. For me, I'm all about the munkered. If you see a non-striker out, I say no warning. Just run them out. Anyway, that's all for this week's episode. If you do enjoy this episode, make sure to leave a like and share it with anyone else who might like it. We also have a ton of sports-related content on our channel, so make sure to check it out. And if you like what you see, make sure to subscribe. You can also DM us or leave in the comments other topics that you'd like for us to cover. And with that, we'll have a new episode for you next week. Take care, stay safe, and see you soon. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a like and share it with anyone else who might be interested. You can also subscribe on any social media platform that you prefer, and all our links are in the bio. We also have a website with all our episodes, as well as blogs and a whole lot of other sports content, so make sure to check that out as well.